Welcome, my name is Katarzyna Monika Pawlak. I'm the social media trainee editor of UWiG Journal, and you're listening to UWiG Journal podcast. Each episode will highlight one of the most relevant articles recently published in the journal in order to learn from the most up-to-date evidence and discuss with the authors the relevant findings of their research. Welcome back after summer break. We hope you enjoyed your vacation. Today is September 2nd, and this is the sixth episode of the UWiG Journal podcast. It's my great pleasure to welcome Alexandre Nuzo, and we will be discussing his recent paper regarding the role of plasma procalcitonin in the prediction of early liver injury in acetaminophen poisoning. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you work.
Thank you, Kasia. Thank you, UWiG, for having me. So I'm Alexandre Nuzo. I'm gastroenterologist at Beaujon Hospital in Paris, in France. And I'm also a specialist in intensive care medicine. And the study we're discussing today was conducted in an ICU in Paris, specialized in severe poisoning.
So why did you start this study and what was the main aim?
So we started this study based on clinical observations made about 10 years ago when we admitted patients with acetaminophen paracetamol poisoning, and we found very high PCT, procalcitonin, blood levels in these patients, sometimes patients that had only pure paracetamol poisoning with no sepsis. And the PCT blood levels were as high as 100 nanograms per milliliter, so very much higher than usual patients, even with severe sepsis. And so we started to, based on this clinical observation, we wanted to prospectively study these patients and see how the PCT levels correlated with paracetamol liver injury and outcomes in these patients.
How did you conduct your research?
So it was a prospective cohort study. We started to include all patients admitted in our toxicological ICU from January 2012. And we followed them for the inclusions and the follow-up for 6 years up to December 2017. And so all the patients included in this toxicological ICU were prospectively collected. And so we collected on admission procalcitonin levels on top of all the usual workup we do in these patients. And so then we made follow-up testing, procalcitonin testing based on the discretion of the physician on charge.
Mm. And what did you notice in the final results? What did you find? What type of patients did you include? And what about the nomogram in observed group?
And so we included 117 patients, 94, so most of them were suicide attempts with paracetamol. And interestingly, in nearly half of patients, the nomogram was uninterpretable. The nomogram, which is used to start N-acetylcysteine. On these 117 patients, 32% had liver injury. And we found that PCT blood levels were not only statistically significantly increased in patients with liver injury, but also very highly elevated in the blood samples. We had, in patients with liver injury, we found 200 times higher blood levels of PCT versus patients with no liver injury, though it was 0.1 nanogram per milliliter in patients with no liver injury, and we found 20 nanogram per milliliter in patients with liver injury. And so we found that with a threshold of 1 nanogram per milliliter, Procalcitonin blood levels were very accurate to diagnose liver injury in paracetamol poisoning. On top of that, we made a multivariate analysis, and we found that the PCT, procalcitonin levels, were independently predictive of liver injury in these patients. And it was a stronger risk factor for liver disease than the delay to N-acetylcysteine treatment, which is the most recognized risk factor for hepatotoxicity in these patients.
And was there any correlation between aminotransferase level and PCT?
We found that in patients that had normal liver tests on admission, so normal aminotransferase on admission, PCT levels raised and rise 33 hours before aminotransferase. So it could be a predictive factor of liver injury with 33 hours in advance before the rise of aminotransferase.
Thank you so much for guiding us step by step through your study. And now we would like to apply the conclusions of your study in our daily practice. So the first question is, how can we be sure that procalcitonin level will be the predictor of early liver injury rather than sepsis?
Actually, our paper did not study other kind of liver injury. So our study only included patients with paracetamol poisoning and related liver injuries. But what we found in our paper is that liver injury, the PCT levels were very much higher in liver injury patients than the levels we found usually in sepsis, even in septic shock or severe sepsis. Sometimes the median level was 20 nanograms per milliliter, which is very high. And what we saw as well is that the PCT levels didn't correlate well with CRP, C-reactive protein levels, and did not correlate as well with patients with sepsis. Only 20% of patients of our study had concomitant sepsis. And conversely, PCT levels were highly correlated with the aminotransferase levels in our study. And also, we took this into account in the multivariate analyses, and we found that the PCT levels were predictive of liver injury independently from the suspicion of sepsis or the CRP levels.
And what about other liver injuries? Could this marker be applicable in these cases?
So that's a good question. We didn't study other liver injuries in the paper, but our results we found here were consistent with other previous paper on other liver injuries and paracetamol-related liver injuries that found that PCT levels were increased, especially in paracetamol-related liver injuries. So some studies have found some studies on severe acute liver failure, for example, found that PCT levels were significantly elevated in paracetamol-related liver injuries, more than other kind of liver injuries. And in these studies, they found as well that the PCT levels could not be used as a predictor of sepsis. That were studies that tried to find if procalcitonin could help in predicting sepsis in acute liver failure patients. And they found that it was not correlated with sepsis, but more correlated with the kind of liver injury, especially the paracetamol.
Now, taking into account your experience and observations, could this marker replace other parameters in acute liver injury due to acetaminophen?
So maybe it's too early today to think it will replace other marker to date. But what we know is that today, the paracetamol poisoning patients are treated based on a nomogram that was created 40 years ago, and that this nomogram to select patients at higher risk of liver injury have some limitations. For example, the nomogram is not applicable in patients with chronic overdose of paracetamol, co-ingested drugs, which is quite often, and especially when paracetamol is co-ingested with codeine, and as well when the time of ingestion is not known. So that was nearly half of the patients of the study we included. And so in these patients, we maybe some patients poisoned with paracetamol are overtreated by N-acetylcysteine, or maybe some patients could benefit from increased dosage or a closer follow-up after N-acetylcysteine. And so we think that maybe, and that should be further studied, but maybe procalcitonin could help earlier identification of patients at higher risk or lower risk of liver injuries and before the rise of aminotransferase, and so, could lead to adapted regimens of N-acetylcysteine as well.
So taking into account your results, would you like to add PCT to nomogram or treat it like as a separate parameter only without nomogram?
I think some studies should be further done on how we could use and how PCT procalcitonin levels could be implemented and could be added to the nomogram. I think the procalcitonin future is not to replace the nomogram, but maybe in the cases where the nomogram is not interpretable, procalcitonin could be useful, but it should be further studied.
Be our roadmap somehow, right? Okay, yeah. And the last question, how can this impact the treatment in this group of patients?
Maybe this kind of biomarker, by an earlier identification of patients at higher risk of liver injury or lower risk of liver injury, could lead to adapted and personalized monitoring or personalized treatment and regimens by N-acetylcysteine or earlier referral to transplantation units as well. So I think this could impact the monitoring of these patients and lead to adapted treatment regimen.
Thank you so much, Alexandre, for joining us today and giving us the chance to discuss your recent paper regarding the role of plasma procalcitonin in the prediction of early liver injury in acetaminophen poisoning.
Thank you, Kasia and Iago, and thank you, Yuiji.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We hope that you enjoyed this interview, and please subscribe for further updates. Thank you, and see you again.